Over the past few mornings, we have gone over six things that the Christian author C.S. Lewis decided to quit in order to help him grow in Christ. This morning, let's go over the seventh and final thing that Lewis decided to quit. Number seven, the final one, C.S. Lewis quit overthinking. Quit overthinking. Now, Lewis was known for being a prodigious thinker, so it seems unusual that he would decide to quit overthinking things. But to quit overthinking things is a wise decision. And friends, of all the seven things that C.S. Lewis decided to quit, I find number seven here to be the most difficult. My inherent nature lends itself to overthinking and overanalyzing things. Brethren, overthinking things can have negative drawbacks. If you overthink everything, you get stuck in the midst of your problems. When you are overthinking things, you'll find it harder to hear God. When we overthink things, we become full of anxiety. When we overanalyze things, we may begin to doubt. Brethren, in order to grow in Christ, we have to know when we have to come to the end of our power. We have to recognize when we have come to the end of our wisdom. We have to realize when we should begin turning to God. Brethren, in order to grow in Jesus, we have to know when to let go and when to give it to God. In Psalms 94:19, let us remember these words. When my anxieties multiply, your comforting calms me down. When my anxieties multiply, your comforting, God's comforting, calms me down. Now, friends, over the past seven devotionals, we have gone over seven things that, if we could quit, would be a great thing to help us grow in Jesus Christ. We would be better able to grow in Jesus Christ. Let's quickly review those seven things. First, quit doing things that add zero value to our spiritual life. Two, quit hanging out with the wrong people. Three, quit criticizing yourself and others. Four, quit magnifying what is wrong in the world. Quit overdoing it. Quit people-pleasing. And number seven, quit overthinking. Brethren, if you can quit even a couple of these seven things, you will be much better off spiritually. If you do, you will have cleared out some of the clutter and given space to Jesus to work in your heart and work in your mind. Brethren, the Lord is with us. Let us spend time with Him. Let us become like Him. Amen.